This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to some emails, but we have a nice win, a couple nice wins, more of the war on Christianity stuff. Real nice win, by the way. Some lady got attacked by two animals at once. And I'll discuss the techniques you can use if you're attacked. What, Chris? I'll discuss the techniques you can use if you're ever attacked by two animals at once to escape. Again, I'm going to have to step in and handle that for everybody. All right. Now, I'm not going to go off anymore on the climate change stuff. I've done that enough because we do have to address the other major story of the day, which we're only an hour into the show. I'm glad I got to that. The Biden family business received over $20 million from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan while Joe Biden was president. Just a couple little notes from it here. Hunter Biden and Devin Archer use Rosemont Seneca Entities, it's a company, to bring in millions from oligarchs in Europe and Asia. In February 2014, a Russian oligarch sent $3.5 million to a shell company associated with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. Approximately $1 million was transferred to Devin Archer after it got there, and the remainder was used to fund a new company account. There's more. Ukraine, Kazakhstan. At one point in time, they wired the exact amount that Joe Biden then paid for a sports car. The exact amount. Now, saying Democrats are corrupt, well, politicians in general, because Republicans are usually corrupt too, but saying Democrats are corrupt is one thing. I think we need to pause for just a moment, then we're going to move on and get to some emails, and we have this latest Antifa case and other things. But I think we need to pause for just a moment and take in exactly what it means that the president of the United States of America is compromised. He's compromised. How are we supposed to deal with that? The president himself, the commander in chief. Look, if we have a huge army and one of the privates, one of the young grunts, sells out the army for 30 pieces of silver to our enemy. Okay, that sucks, but it's probably not the end of the world. What does a private know? What does a private even control? He doesn't control anything. He won't know enough to do very much damage. He's not making command decisions for anything like that. If it's a private, okay, not ideal, but we can get by, probably, hopefully. If it's the commanding general that sold you out to the army, it's already pretty much over. Joe Biden is compromised. He cannot do his duty as president of the United States of America, and he can't do his duty because he's accepted so many bribes that makes him ripe for blackmail of various kinds. Hey, Joe, I know you were going to blockade that port. Boy, it'd be a real shame if this video I have of you and Hunter partying it up with the money I gave you. Be a shame if this wire transfer information hit the news, wouldn't it, Joe? Oh, what's that? You're not blockading the port? I told you the story before. I got to remember to mess up the names and dates on some of this stuff, but buddy of mine was going to get a high-end security clearance. And he asked me, he said, hey, just a heads up, I gave him your name. I said, what? He said, they're going to go interview all the people around me and do different things. And when the interviewer sat down with me about my buddy, the interview was asking me how much him and his wife drink. How doesn't seem relevant, does it? What does that have to do with national security? Well, if you have a substance abuse problem, you are more likely to be a compromised person or somebody who does something blackmail worthy. So when my buddy gets a hold of the nuclear codes, if him and his wife are out getting drunk and skinny dipping in the local pool and someone takes pictures of him and brings it to my buddy and says, look at these pictures of you and the missus. How about you give me those nuclear codes and these pictures can go away? My buddy is ripe for corruption. He wasn't, by the way, but he'd be ripe for corruption. How are we supposed to deal with it when it's the president of the United States of America? How are we supposed to deal with that? Oh, and when he sat down today, this is how the questioning went.
These big high-tension wires that carry the electricity long distances. For example, we're now transmitting over those lines on the East Coast. We're transmitting wind power coming off the shores, okay? But the power grid, that electricity is going through these lines. When storms come and knock them down, the forest catch fires.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Joe. So that's how the press approached Joe Biden today on the heels of finding out they're compromised. Paid off and compromised. All right, before we get to the good stuff, there's kind of a good and bad, like a yin and yang, Chris. That's a hot and cold, if you will, since you probably wouldn't know what a yin and yang means. You don't speak Korean, but I do. Yin and a yang. Let's do some emails first. Oh, great Oracle. He says, by the way, I've completely stolen that moniker from my own while using your predictions as well as making them my own. I love that. I love that. Steal it all. There's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to take credit for other people's work. Anyway, I hear talk on the show about the importance of a Republican being elected to pardon Trump after the impending Banana Republic trials, but we never talk about how the commies are going to react to this. Most of them truly believe Trump is the devil and Hitler reincarnate, and they have finally got this horrible demon locked away forever, and now he's pardoned? My prediction is they're going to get very violent very fast. Well, you know, I'm going to pair that with the yin and yang. That's hot and cold for you, Chris, who doesn't habla. I'm going to compare this, what he just said, with an article here. They're going to get very violent. Well, of course they're going to get very violent. And this is going to be a little heavy. I'm sorry, but just hear me out here. The future of blue areas, especially the cities, is terrible violence. Communist mob violence. I don't even mean a one-off of some guy stabs some random person walking down the sidewalk. I mean communist agitation, arson, assaults, murders, rapes in mass. Because there's something that just happened in Portland. Andy No, maybe you've heard of him, maybe you haven't. I've had him on this show before. I've interviewed him on my TV show a couple times. Remember, I have a TV show every night, 9 p.m. Eastern. He's a reporter. He does a bunch of coverage of Antifa. And this is a couple years back. He was at an Antifa riot in Portland. I've watched the video, so this is not something I heard from a guy who heard from a guy. I watched the video, and they beat him up. Andy's not a big guy anyway, just short little Asian dudes, gay. It's not exactly some type A male that is intimidating. So of course these commie scums, they beat the crap out of him. They hit him in the face. They had those gloves on that have kind of the armor on the knuckles. So they hit him hard, and that hurts no matter what. They hit him hard to the point where he had concussion problems, brain problems forever. And this is all on videotape, and I've seen the videotape. I've watched the videotape. You can watch it. It's available online if you want. Andy No, NGO is his name, NGO, Andy No. And a Portland jury yesterday just found them not liable in the attack. And the defense attorney in the courtroom declared, I am Antifa. Now that we have the Soros DAs, remember this. They are not, and I can't stress this point enough, please stop calling them soft on crime DAs. Every time I see someone on the right call them that, it makes me want to put my head through the desk. Stop using language they want you to use. Soft on crime DAs. He's just a flowery, gentle liberal type that just wants criminals to go free. He's a communist apparatchik. He wants people raped and murdered. That's why he turns rapists and murderers free. That destabilizes a society, thus prepping the ground for a communist revolution. It's what communists have done everywhere they've gone. He is there to turn violent people, including communists, free. That is his purpose. His only second purpose is to arrest his political opponents. Now, picture in your mind what happens if it is a President DeSantis next year, and day one in office, DeSantis goes in like he better do, if it's him, or vice versa, if it's Trump, goes in like he better does, and DeSantis sits down and pardons Donald Trump. What happens in New York City that night when you know Alvin Bragg's got your back? What happens in Portland, L.A.? What happens in Chicago that night? The future, as I've told you several times, for these areas is not bleak. It's horrific. Get out. And there's a time limit. Get out while you can. All right? While you're at it, practice with your weapon. You may need it one day. And I hope that day never comes. I hope you never have to hurt a single soul. But we have to be grown-ups, and we have to acknowledge the world we have, not the world we want. Right? Well, the world we have is one where criminality is not excused. Criminality is encouraged. Encouraged. You have you. That's who you can rely on. So if you have to pull out your weapon because a bad man wants to hurt you, are you faster and deadlier than he is? Mantis X will make sure you are. They will give you feedback. You get feedback when you practice with Mantis X in the comfort of your home. They'll put you through drills. You practice with your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home and you get really good. MantisX.com. Make sure you're ready for that day. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. Remember, the iHeartRadio app is free. Remember, they podcast every show everywhere, pretty much. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Are there other podcasts? Like platform thingies, fellas, are there lots of them? How's that work? Do you have to pay? Do we pay? We're on all of them? Oh, we're so important. What, Chris? We're a hugely important deal. Everybody wants to podcast the Menu Whisperer, and why wouldn't you want to podcast the greatest orderer of food in the history of mankind? Why wouldn't you want more of this?
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Ah, what a time. What a time to be alive.
Name me a time. Name me a time.
Name me a better time, Chris. You can't. You know you can't. You know who we haven't heard from forever? I'm sorry. I'm on a soundboard kick right now. We'll get back to the... I have good news. And speaking of Soros DAs and stuff like that, but we haven't heard the whole Maria Salazar clip forever. I just want to remind you. All the things our government has to do. From securing the border and foreign policy, and they're about to go through an appropriations fight and things like this. I just want to remind you that the people we send to Congress to actually do it, they're the dumbest people in the history of the world.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Oh, that's my favorite. My favorite is this.
You know,
one.
Freedom is not free.
Just an absolute robot with an IQ of a tube of toothpaste, completely ill-equipped for the job, asked very basic questions, so everything just comes out like a programmable bumper sticker. Hey, so what about shooting down Russian planes? I don't know. Freedom isn't free. What does that have to do with anything? Speaking of which, you know, I don't lecture you or look down on you for any problems you have in your life, because I've got problems. And I've had problems. And I've gone through hard things, just like you have. And I've lived a regular life. Out of work, drinking too much, PTSD stuff, selfish jerk, whatever you've done, I've done worse. Trust me. So I'm not passing any judgment here on Nancy Pelosi. We all know Grandma Vodka likes to wake up right, if you know what I mean. Old Grandma Vodka's going to wake up, and it's Grey Goose time for breakfast again, baby. And look, if you want to live your life like that, that's fine. Like I said, I've drank too much a million times in my life. I'm not judging anybody here. But man alive, Grandma Vodka. I heard this interview with her talking about impeachment, and all I could think the whole time was, whew, it might be time to lay off the sauce, old gal.
How do you feel about the, you know, flirted with this idea of impeachment proceedings against, you know, President Biden because of unfounded allegations that he was involved with his son Hunter's businesses?
With all due respect to your question, this is frivolous. This is a diversionary tactic. They have to change the subject, and they have.
Sounds like old Nancy. You know what she did? Common thing. Common thing with people who drink too much. She picked up smoking. Look, that's what happened. I'm serious. Nancy has figured out that cigarettes are delicious once you're drunk. No, don't smoke cigarettes or drink, by the way. That cigarettes are delicious once you're drunk. And now she's out there with her vodka just sucking down Virginia Slims like it's going out of style.
Nothing to offer the American people.
Nancy Hoover Pelosi.
In terms of jobs and the rest, they talk about it, but then they change the subject when it's time to deliver. I'm so proud of the Democrats and the Congress.
Sorry, I was already bored with that. I want to move on to other stuff, but she sounds terrible. Look, they use impeachment. Does anyone have a smoke? I need a light. That's what Nancy Pelosi is now. Jesse, I wanted to confess something that I'm truly embarrassed about. I was raised libertarian and mostly voted Republican my whole life, but I was so tired of the unprofessional manner that Trump had that I fell for Grandpa Biden and voted against Trump. I accept that all his destruction is blood on my hands, and it will be the only time I ever vote Democrat. My hope is that those of us who were fooled will never be fooled again. Do you think there's a chance I'm right and the next run will reflect that? I hope, honestly, you don't hate us for being wrong once. Brother, I've been wrong a million times in my life. Forgive yourself and move on. Suck it up. All I do is screw up. I ain't judging you. Suck it up and move on. Okay, you made a dumb vote. That's fine. Whatever. As far as, is there enough of us that the next run will reflect that? Well, there certainly could be. Listen, there's something, you know, we don't do a bunch of primary talk. It's too far from the primary, and we have so many bigger things going on than Trump and DeSantis throwing poop at each other. I just don't care enough to talk about that all the time. I bring it up, of course, but I don't talk about it all the time. But there is something we need to talk about here. Something I see a lot, and something I see a lot of people do, both sides do. There's this way of thinking out there right now that is dead wrong, and frankly, it's arrogant. You want to know what I'm talking about? I'll tell you in just a second. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Very excited to announce to you we found a better version of Satisfaction by Rolling Stone. That one was done by none other than legendary rapper Vanilla Ice. So eat your heart out, Mick Jagger. Someone did it better.
Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, back to what the guy was talking about, and he was mentioning about Trump, and are enough people going to be tired of Biden? Here's an insane thing people say. There are several insane things people say during a primary. Maybe you've said these things. Maybe you believe these things, but I'm here to tell you, remember, I'm not the one who's emotional about it. So I'm here to tell you they're not true. One of the main things people say during a primary is this: he can't win the general, whoever they're talking about. Doesn't matter. Everybody says that about the other candidate. He can't win the general. Let me just say this. Let me clarify this. Yes, I think there are some candidates who have better chances than others in the general election. However, we are going into a year, a political year, a political season, I should say, because there's like 14 months till the election. We're going into a political season that will be unlike any political season in the history of the United States of America. Unique doesn't even describe what this is going to be, because of the Biden factor and the age and the disaster and the bribery and then the Trump factor. And is he that unpopular with independents? How much do women hate him? The indictments. Is he more popular now? Is he less popular? The questions around that. DeSantis. Does Trump have the campaign infrastructure necessary to win these state-by-state primaries? What happens if Trump comes out and loses Iowa? It's going to be an insane election cycle. Not a single person knows who can and cannot win the general. Anything can happen. Absolutely anything. Don't ever tell me this guy can't win. Don't say that to me about Joe Biden, even. Biden can't win. Don't say it to me about Dome. Look, everyone laughs at Dome. How can you not? She's the most mockable human being on the face of the planet. And nobody likes her. That's what's crazy about Dome is nobody likes her. Her colleagues don't like her. Democrats don't like her. Republicans don't like her. She's just devoid of anything personality-wise. She's just an empty hole, if you will. What, Chris? Oh, it's fine. Anyway, she's just an empty hole, an empty vessel. Kamala Harris could be elected president of the United States next year. Now, maybe you're freaking out in your chair and saying, what? That's crazy. That's not true. Anything can happen next year. Anything. And you don't like that, and I don't like that, because who likes chaos? Now, give me some predictability here. Let me know I have to prepare for this or prepare for that. Prepare for anything next year. That's one of the things you hear all the time in the primaries. And I hate it because it's always a lie. Nobody really knows. And the other thing, you know, I hate this one. The other thing I hear all the time is, I'm not voting for anybody but my guy. I'm only voting DeSantis. If Trump wins, I'll sit it out. Not me, just Trump. Trump for life, baby. I'll never vote for DeSantis. Oh, shut up. Yes, you will. And if you happen to be telling the truth and you're not, you should know that you're a tiny, teeny, tiny minority, and it doesn't matter at all. The history of the world says that. Which brings me to what this guy was saying. It actually brings me perfectly to what this guy was saying. Man, did I do that so masterfully. What, Chris? It was. It was like a... Sometimes when I watch myself do the show, I feel... You ever had an out-of-body experience? Well, let's think about a famous painter. Like, did Leonardo, did he paint? Was he a sculptor or a painter? Did he paint? Are you sure? He did both? Wow, that's impressive. Anyway, so I want you to picture Leonardo painting the Mona Lisa or whatever it was he painted. And I want you to picture this Leonardo being able to step outside of his body and watch him paint the Mona Lisa or whatever. That's what it's like with me doing the show. I sometimes feel like I'm... What, Chris? I feel like I'm stepping outside of myself watching me do this masterpiece. Anyway, what I was saying is they say they won't vote. I won't vote. But then eventually people come home. After a primary is over, once all the arguments stopping, the poop throwing has stopped, people come home and they vote for the nominee. That brings me to what he was talking about the disaster that is Biden. There is something we have to prepare ourselves for. Doesn't mean we have to wish for it. We have to fight against it, pray against it. But there is something we have to prepare ourselves for. That Americans go to the polls next November and they vote for Joe Biden again, or the first time. But anyway, but they vote for Joe Biden again. Now, that sounds unreal, right? Who could vote for this twice?
These big high-tension wires that carry the electricity long distances. For example, we're now transmitting over those lines on the East Coast. We're transmitting wind power coming off the shores, okay? But the power grid, that electricity is going through these lines. When storms come and knock them down, the forests catch fires.
Nobody would vote for that twice. Look at inflation. Look at the open border. Look at, he's too much of a disaster. Well, let me ask you something. Do you think that your values are the majority of America's values? Every election, I've told you this before, but Buck Sexton, you know, we're buds off air. Me and Clay and Buck, we're buds off air. And Buck and I have been buddies for a long time, years before I was ever in media. I was working construction. I was friends with Buck. But Buck and I, we exchange this same text or personal conversation virtually every election. Every election comes around and we convince each other that America as a whole shares our values. That America, we convince ourselves that America is further right than it is. America has had institutions churning out either full-blown communists or, in the very least, dumbed-down drones for a long time. There are a lot of people in this country, sadly, they're going to vote for Joe Biden again if he's on the ballot. They like how it's going. I know that's nuts, right? You play something like this and you hear what they're doing with the military and you think, man, everyone has to be against this.
How is the U.S. preparing the military?
Well, we're preparing the military by trying to deal with the climate stuff. For example,
we're preparing the military by trying to deal with the climate stuff. That's just so childish, insane, and naive. It's nuts, right? Nobody likes that. Oh, my goodness, that's nuts. It is nuts. But people do like that. That's why, look, it's why I'm such a huge fan of you voted for this. I'm a huge fan of it. I love it. When people, especially people in these cities that are going to crap, and I love our cities. I don't want them going to crap. They vote Democrat every time in the cities, or they don't vote. And then they complain. I can't believe the crime. I can't believe the illegals. I can't believe the homeless. I can't believe the drugs. I can't believe the this. I can't believe the that. They're trying to wash their hands of responsibility, or they flat out don't realize they're responsible for it. People are, they have to be force-fed. They have to be force-fed their culpability in what we have now. I'm not trying to bring you down. We're going to move off that. And I'm not saying Biden's going to win next year. You know me, I'm the guy who doesn't even think he's going to run. I'm going to have to eat crow on that if he ends up running. I think he's going to drop out, make up some dumb excuse, and it's going to be Gavin Newsom. But let's say, look, I'm a minority there. Let's say he does run. If he runs, there's a chance he wins. Anything can happen over the next 14 months. When you have indictments and, I mean, my goodness, we brought this up before. We got two 80-year-olds running. Some of them might drop dead from a heart attack. Not what I want, not what you want. Obviously, that's horrible, but 80 friggin' years old. I'm never living to 80 years old. I promise you that. Not in the Kelly family. All right, quit. Shut up. We have to focus on a win. George Soros prosecutor went down in flames. Before we do that, speaking of flames, you ever been sprayed with pepper spray? I have been. I've told that story before. I'm not going to go into it right now, but just, you should understand that it feels like somebody took a cigarette lighter and held it up to your eyeballs. That's with pepper spray. Did you know the Hero Arrow is much more powerful than pepper spray? Pepper gel, still non-lethal, but pepper gel, you shoot in the face of somebody who wants to hurt you. You want to talk about debilitating? I don't care how big and tough he is. He's going to be crying like a little baby on the ground while you escape scot-free. Or more specifically, while the person you love the most, who you bought the Hero Arrow for, escapes. Get a Hero Arrow. Ladies, carry it, please. It's little. Fits right in your little purse. fellas, fits in your pocket, put it in your back pocket. Hero2020.com, code Jesse gets you a special discount. State restrictions may apply.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I will get to this Win Soros prosecutor going down here in just a second. I just have to read this. I'm sorry. It's too good. You remember last night we did the calls about the most embarrassing thing that ever happened to you, and we laughed and laughed and laughed. Somebody emailed one in. Well, a bunch of people did, but this one, I'm telling you what, this is an all-timer. Great Oracle. Years ago, I took my wife to a Big and Rich concert. Big and Rich, country music band, by the way. During which they calmed the crowd to talk about a serious issue. We were sitting around the third row up on the risers just behind the floor. In my defense, I was not paying attention. They started off saying, "Some guys think it's cool to hit a woman," in a totally quiet 50,000 plus sold out concert, and it was the quietest concert I ever remember. They take a pause for effect to let it sink in. Just as they say, "Hit a woman," I yelled, "Yeah!" The whole crowd of probably 8,000 people on the floor turn around and look. That is when I realized I messed up. Everyone to the left and right of us looks at me like I'm the biggest jerk on earth. I'm thankful my wife still loves me and knows I'm a natural idiot that was dropped as an adult. His name is John. Daggone, that's hilarious. You know what's even funnier than that? Ron DeSantis woke up today and chose violence. He fired another George Soros prosecutor. Her name is Monique Worrell, state attorney in Florida. I could go down the list here. It's extensive. But what she's done as state attorney of Florida is not prosecuted crimes. Because, again, she's not soft on crime. She's pro-crime, pro-murder, pro-rape. That's what she is. So she keeps turning murderers and rapists loose from jail. They keep committing acts of violence because, as a communist, that's her goal, destabilize society by having acts of violence committed more and more and more, causing angst and confusion in the people. Ron DeSantis gave her the old boot today, suspended her. This is what she had to say about it.
"This is an outrage. 1 year, 3 years ago, I was elected by the people of the Ninth Judicial Circuit to lead this circuit. And yes, to do things unconventionally, to do things differently. But I didn't hide. I didn't say that I would do things and I didn't do them. I didn't say I wouldn't do things and not did them. I did exactly what I said I would do. And that is what you want from an elected official. Elected officials are being taken out of office solely for political purposes."
Yes, you are. Because communists should be taken out of office for political purposes. Communists should not be allowed to hold office. It should be against the law here in America. In America, you enshrine anti-communism into law. Communists should not be welcome in the workplace in America. They should not be able to find employment of any kind. Communists should be treated in our society the way they used to treat lepers. You know how they just have a leper colony? And nobody wanted to be around these people. And they insisted if you were a leper, you had to move into the leper colony and you just go over there until your fingers fall off or whatever. That's how communists should be treated. If you want to preserve your nation, that's what you'll do with them. Real wins. Real wins. I love it. The question is, though, okay, good on Heavy D, good on Florida. Why are all the red state governors not following suit? There are these Soros prosecutors all across the nation. They funded 75 races last time they had these. These Soros pro-crime DAs are all across the country. We have them in Houston. We have them. George Soros gets involved in red states. Why are the GOP governors not all taking action like this? And maybe you're responding right now by accurately saying,
the laws are different in different states. Not every GOP governor has the power to do it. Then why isn't the GOP legislature giving him the power? Why is this not happening? Anti-communism is not passive. It cannot be passive because you cannot live and let live your way out of communism. You must fight your way out of communism. We must aggressively purge the communists from our midst. Should be the norm. Should be the norm. Instead, what do we get? We get a bunch of crap like this.
Well, the one thing I know is I will not do what the Democrats did. I will not use impeachment for political purposes. The responsibility of the House is to investigate and find out who's lying. Now, if somewhere along the way someone has broken the law that it has risen to an impeachment level, constitutionally, you'd have to follow through. But I never pick and choose about something like as serious as that for some political basis. I do know the constitutional responsibilities of the House is for oversight and investigation. That's what we're doing.
Republicans are going to spend the next year talking about doing things the right way and then do nothing. Like they always do. Oh, wait. I said do nothing. I should clarify. Remember, they're in this appropriations fight right now. They probably will give $1 billion to the FBI so they can build a new headquarters. But as far as impeaching Joe Biden, well, no, that wouldn't be doing things the right way. We don't want to make this political. We don't want to be political, guys. We're better than them. Boy, that's gotten us far, hasn't it? Yeah. All right. Get to some emails. And then we have more attacks on the church. Credit rating, some bad credit news going down. I'm going to teach you how to fight a snake and a hawk tonight. We also have a sale on MyPillow stuff, like Giza Dream Sheets, the greatest freaking sheets ever. These are the sheets I've told you about before that you will crawl into bed for the 800th time in your Giza Dream Sheets, and it will still hit you, even though you should be used to it by now, how glorious these sheets are. They're not only soft, they let you breathe. And I sweat at night if I can't breathe. I love them. And right now, you can get them as low as $29.98. As low as $29.98. All kinds of colors and styles and sizes. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square at the top and use the promo code Jesse. And that's how you get the deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. Don't miss out on the greatest sheets ever. You spend a third of your life in bed. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right, Jesse. Note from a Rush baby raising an anti-communist. My 14-year-old son just sent me a message while he was on break from work at the county fair. It was a picture of him with his cross necklace on and a pro-life rubber bracelet he got at the fair. He said he was showing it off at the DFL booth. He and all his buddies just mock the woke lefties. It's so great. Makes a mom proud. Also, my dad tuned me into Rush, and I tuned him into you. He was an instant fan and loves the book. Rock on. AC for life. Anti-communist for life. Lady, you give that young man an attaboy from me. Tell him I'm proud of him. That's freaking awesome. I'm telling you. There's a generation of anti-communist fighters coming. Be inspired by them. I am. All right? Credit ratings, emails, and fighting off a snake hawk. Next hour.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.